Sanhedrin, Perek Tes, Mishnah Vav. Hagainiv es a kasva. A person steals a kasva. It's one of the kelim of the Beis HaMikdash. It's actually the kli that was used to separate the breads of the lechem upon him. It's like a little metal rod. It's a small kli. A person actually steals this. One of the kli shars of the Beis HaMikdash. V'makal b'koysem. A person curses the shame of Hashem with the words of Avodah Zarah. That's koysem. Va'boil aramis, and a person has bia with an aramis. An aramis, there's four conditions. It's an ovedes keichavim, a woman that is the daughter of an oved keichavim. The other conditions, the Rav says, that what we're going to see that you're allowed to do to these people. The other condition is that the person is doing the action now, like Zimri, by Pinchas. Also that it's in front of 10 Jews, and they're doing it right now. If any of those conditions are missing, this doesn't apply. And what happens here? Kanoim pogin bo. A kanoi, somebody that's jealous for the Ribbono Shel Olam, as we would say, he's zealous for the Ribbono Shel Olam. He has a din that he can go and kill these people. So Boel Aramis, which is what Zimri was doing, and then also the other two. Goyne v'sakasvim kal b'koysim. However, by a Boel Aramis, if it's not b'shas meiser without 10 people and so on and so forth, you're not allowed to kill, but still their onesh is karis. And they also get malchus midivreso from as well, like the Rav points out. Mishnah continues. Kohen shashimish betumo. A Kohen that's mishamish while he's tamye. Ein echav hakohanim ivino silabestin. He's over a lav, but this is a serious lav, because he's oved in the Beis HaMikdash bemezid while he's tamye. They don't bring him to Beistin. Elapirche kuhunam otzino so chutz la'azara. Young kohanim, bring him outside of the azara. Spoiler, they're going to kill him, and you can't have a dead body and Tamei Meis inside the Azara. Not only that, even the Ezras Noshim, you're not supposed to have it. So some learn that it doesn't matter in this case, since he's already Tamei there, they can bring him to Ezras Noshim and kill him. And some learn that the Azara is Lav Dafka, they bring him out. The Harabais, you're allowed to bring a dead body in the Harabais. They bring him out. Umavtzienos Mocho, and they crush his skull, Bigzirin, with wood sticks. You know, the wood that they would have around that they were using for the Marocha. And the reason that was the Pirchei Kuna, one is that the older Kohanim, they didn't want to bring the older Kohanim to this, to do this. It was Dafka the Tzeirim that they should learn Musa from this. The other reason is because since anyway, a person had to be 20 years old, like the Gemara says in Chulin, to do Avodah in the Beis HaMikdash, and these, they couldn't, it wouldn't be Mevatel the Avodah if these Tzeirim became Tamei anyway. This is brought by the Margolius Hayam, from a Sefer Mishkanus La'Avri Yaakov. That's why it was Dafka Pirchei Kuhuna. Zar Shishimish B'Mikdash, a non-Kohen that's Mishamish in the Mikdash, Rabbi Kiva Omer B'Chenek. Rabbi Kiva says, he has an Isser of Chenek, Chum Omer B'Dei Shemayim. Chum say, there's no Isser of Chenek. Rabbi Kiva learns it from Gzeir Shavah. The Chum say, it's Misa B'Dei Shemayim. Also learned that from Gzeir Shavah. And the Halacha is like the Chacham. And the Rav says that Misa B'Dei Shemayim is on a lower level than Kares. Because Misa B'Dei Shemayim, after death, death atones. There's no issues anymore. But Karis, even after death, he's still not Mechaper.